Now, the Israeli Supreme Court has approved a law which allows Tel Aviv to confiscate abandoned Palestinian-owned homes in the occupied East Jerusalem al-Quds. The absentee property law paves the way for Israel to take over property of Palestinians who were forced out of their homeland following the creation of Israel in 1948. Palestinian officials have condemned the ruling as racist. They say the main purpose of the law is to totally remove any trace of Palestinians from Jerusalem al-Quds. Palestinians say Israel's trying to change the city's status quo to pave the way for further settlement expansion and the Judaization of Al-Quds. Joining us now from Ramallah is Mahmoud Nawaja. He's a general coordinator with the BDS movement. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, first of all, I'd like to get your opinion and first reaction on this absentee property law.
Yeah, this is an ongoing colonization and ethnic cleansing of the Palestinian population and of Palestine. And it's also one of the most important element of the apartheid regime imposed on the Palestinian people by Israel. And this is a law, is a continuity of the law of 1950, which gives the Israel the right to confiscate the Palestinian refugees from that time homes. And now it's also about expanding the colonization of Israel over Jerusalem and also over every other places in the West Bank by other many laws also.
Right, so I guess the argument here, though, is that these houses are technically empty, so why not make use of it?
No, those houses are belong to the Palestinian who may live 200 meters away from those houses. They didn't even check if the Palestinian are live beside the houses or not, or even live in Jerusalem, but inside the wall next to the West Bank under the Israeli under the Jerusalem municipality control. This is a law only for confiscating the Palestinian houses in order to ethnically cleanse the Palestinian who live in Jerusalem. They didn't even care if those houses the people came and leave them like living in a month in those houses per year. And what they did before, steps before this law, is that they make it harder even for Palestinian to live in Jerusalem because of the tax and the lack of services. And then Palestinians move to another places in the West Bank, and even it's very close to Jerusalem, live there. And now they have this this new law for ethnic cleansing them and take their houses, take over and control their houses.
And before I let you go, Mr. Nawaja, we already know and have documented the tensions that are rising amongst the Palestinians, particularly in the West Bank and East Jerusalem al-Quds, as Israel continues to apply pressure on them through mass evictions, arrests, confiscation of property. How is this going to further that frustration on the part of the Palestinians?
Yeah, this is, as I said, an ongoing colonization and ethnic cleansing of the Palestinian people, and this is one of the most important element of an apartheid regime imposed to the Palestinian. And this is shows very much that there is no intention for a two-state solution from the Israeli side, and this is should be and must be like fightened by many of the Palestinian grassroots, many of the Palestinians, all of the Palestinian people. And this is shows that there should be a support for the BDS movement globally, more to put sanctions against Israel, boycott it, and do the divestment also, in order to put pressure against Israel as an apartheid state until it complied to the international law and stopped ethnic cleansing the Palestinian people and destroyed every solution that could come to the countries.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Mahmoud Nawaja, the director, general coordinator, rather, of the BDS movement, joining us from Ramallah. Many thanks indeed for joining us here on Press TV, sir.